The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata. Romana Bovechin Yirason, Renomar Amen.
Zaf Kufhe. Today's Zaf is being studied. Begin today's daf on Kuf Dalet Amud Bet. We continue to study some of the Pesukim from Megillat Echa. So the Pasuk we're up to is Sila Kol Abirai. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines after they get wide. Sila Kol Abirai Adonai Bekirbi. Simply it means that Hashem made all the greats of Israel, the strong ones of Israel, Pesulim. Sila, Pesulim, Uchvushim, and like he flatten them out like a road, like you flatten a road. Mesila is like a street or a road that's just trampled on. That's the word sila. Correct, like a path. So it says, "Ke'adam she'omel lechavero nifsela matbeya azu." Like a person says, the coin was crushed or trampled on until you can't even recognize the image that's on the coin. So sila means it was flattened. Israel has v'shalom. Menashon mesila, like something that's trampled on. Pasu alayich pihem. The enemies open their mouths to deride us. Now, if you look at the Megillat Echa, it's written in the sequence of Aleph Bet, right?
Yeah.
When you get to this perek over here, it's written out of sequence. The peh is written before the ayin. It says pasu alai pihem, which is the peh, and then it goes to a pasuk an ayin. Normally, it should say ayin peh. Why did it go out of sequence? So Amar Abba Amar Rabbi Yohanan b'shvil ma hakdim peh la ayin. It's not the only example, other perakim as well. Bishvil meragelim she'amru b'fihem ma she'lo ra'u b'enehem. It's coming to imply something here. That one of the reasons why the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed is because of the spies. It goes back to the original spies. They said in their mouths what they didn't see with their eyes. Yeah, they made up stuff, right? So peh ayin. Amru b'fihem peh. That's the symbolism of putting the peh before the ayin. So comes the Rashi says, "Mepnei meragelim shekdimu ma'amar pihem ad shelo ra'u be'ayin." Like we said, we continue. It says in the pasuk of Tehilim, "Ochle ami achlu lechem Hashem lo karau." Those that ate my nation or devoured my nation, they ate bread. They did not call out to God. Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, kol ha'ochel min lachman shel Yisrael, whoever pillaged the Jewish people and eats from our profits or our assets, to'em ta'am lechem, they benefit. To the goyim, that's the best meal they can eat. When they loot us and they take our property, then they have hana'ah from what they eat. Ochnei ami, achlu lechem. That's considered they eat bread. V'she'enu ochel menachman she'Yisrael. Enu to'em ta'am lechem. But if they don't take it from us, they don't have the pleasure of eating. The pleasure to them is when it's us, when it's eating from us. Hashem lo kara'u. They did not call out to God. Rav amar elu adayanim. Rav says it's referring to the corrupt judges. Since the judges in Klai Yisrael were corrupt, so that led to the taking the assets of Klai Yisrael by the Goyim. Hashem lo karau, they did not seek out God, that's the corrupt judges. Ushmuel amar, elu melamdei tinokot. This is referring to the school teachers. They did not teach the children correctly. And as a result of it, because they were lazy in the way they taught their children, their education wasn't good. So as a result of it, Goyim came in and took our money. Now she says, melamdei tinokot, she'osim melachtan rimiya. They do the work in a deceitful way. Okay, now we're back to the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, three kings and four hidyotot, they lost their olam haba. So Gemara asks a simple question here. Mi mina'an? Who counted them? Which means, who knows this? Who's the one that's able to say who's going to olam haba and who's not going to olam haba? Amar av Asher, achikanis tegedolam mina'um. Okay, the man of the great assembly. Kedere, the men of the great assembly were Ba'alei Ruach HaKodesh, and they knew. Amar Rav Yehuda, amazing. Amar Rav, Bikshu Od Limnot Echad. They wanted to add one king to the list. Who's that one king? That she says Shlomo. Well, they wanted to add Shlomo to the no Olam Haba list. Ba'ad Demu Diyokno Shel Abiv. So when the Anshekes Tegelah were deciding, so the image of David appeared to them. And begged them not to put him on the list. But they didn't pay attention to it. A fire from heaven came down and started to singe and burn the seats that they were sitting on, the benches. They didn't pay attention to it. A heavenly voice came out and said, Hazita Ishmael Benachto. You see a diligent man, he stands in front of kings. He should not stand in a dark place. The tzaddik Shlomo that built his house before he built my house, God's house, the Beit HaMikdash, before he built his own house. My house, he expedited. He built it in 7 years. His house took him 13 years to build, which means he was lazy when he built his house, but when he built my house, God says he did it quickly. He should stand in front of kings, meaning Olam Haba, Gan Eden. But he does something in the Hashukim. He does not belong in the dark place of Geinam. And they still didn't pay attention to the Bat Kol. Yatsa Bat Kol the Amra. So a heavenly voice came out and said, Pasuk from Yov, Hamimecha Yishalemena. God says, who chooses who goes to Olam Haba? You choose who goes, or I choose? Which means it's not your decision. Do you have the ability to make such a decision? God says, that's my decision over there. Now, even though normally we know, normally the Hakamim don't pay attention too much to the heavenly voices, just like we see the first couple of simanim that they disregarded. But over here, they paid attention. So he says, Ta'am ha-davaru b'shum sh'benigud l'simanim rishonim sh'asku b'guf enyan Shlomo. The first items, they were discussing Shlomo, the first ones. He's good, leave him alone, David. Pat koze hodiya sh'b'hachra'a b'enyanenu enu mesurakla b'yad hachamim. Which means God gave the power to the Hachamim to decide Torah. But to decide Olam Haba, that already is not their decision. Which means that's already, God said, you're out of bounds. That's not already your koach to decide. You want to decide Pshat of the Pasuk, what the Nosh Chodesh is, and all those other things, then fine. But to go and even decide now who's going to get Olam Haba, that's not Torah anymore. That's a decision based on their hakra. That's enough. Dorshe reshumot. So Shlomo ends up getting, of course, Olam Haba. Dorshe reshumot, those are the people that doresh the pesukim. Hayu umrim kulan. They said, all those that were listed in the Mishnah, ba'in Olam Haba. They have Olam Haba. Except Bil'am. The only one that they kept was Bil'am. Shne'emar, they quoted a pasuk in Tehillim. Li gil'ad ve'li menashe ve'efraim ma'oz roshi יהודה מחוקקי, מואב סיר רחסי, על האדום השליך נעלי, עלי פלשת את רועי. לי גלעד, הוס גלעד, זה אחאב, שנפל ברמות גלעד. So God says, לי גלעד, אחאב belongs to me, he's coming to העולם הבא. Because he died in רמות גלעד, so the person says, לי גלעד, so אחאב is in. מנשה, כמשמעו. Okay, the next person says, לי מנשה, הוס מנשה, מנשה is the king. אפרים מעוז ראשי. זה ירובעם, זה כתב מאפריים, זה ירובעם, זה כן פה מאפריים. יהודה מחוקקי, זה אחי תופל. זה כתב מיהודה, זה כן פה מיהודה. מואב סיר רחסי, that's referring to גחזי, שלקה דריגת צרעת על עסקי רחיצה. Because נעמן went to bathe in the Jordan River, right? So that's רחיצה, סיר רחסי, the one that got leprosy, on account of the bathing, that's Gehazi. Al Edom Ashlich Na'ali, Zidu'ega Adomi. It's called Na'ali, because God locked the gates of Gar Eden on him. Na'al, is to lock. Ale Peleshet Adru'ai, Amru Malakash Nafdagash Baruch Hu, Rosh Hashanah Olam, Im Yabu David Sharag Et HaPeleshti V'Urish Et Barecha, Gat, Ma Ata Oselo, Amal Ein, Alay La'asotan, Le'im, זה לזה, זה ריבונו של עולם. אם יבוא דוד שהרג את פלשתי, if David comes, the one that killed Goliath, והוריש את בניך גת, and he gave the city of גת to the Jewish people, and he's going to start screaming, what are you giving these guys all of above for? דואג, and עידופה, those were the enemies of David. If the guy that killed the פלשתי is going to come and complain, what are you going to tell him? מה אתה עושה לו? אמר להן, עליי לעשותן, רעים זה לזה. Don't worry, I'll make friends with them, I'll make peace. Hitru'ai. Hitru'ai is Mashon Re'im. God says, don't worry, if David comes and complains, I'll make shalom between all of them in Gan Eden, everything will be okay. So you see, while according to this Derash, they're all going to Gan Eden. All these people that the Mishnah said that are out, according to the Darshanim, they put him back in. Except Bil'am. Okay, Gan Gemara comes along and says.
Or except Bil'am because they don't mention him? Or just
yeah, he's not in there.
No zechut whatsoever.
Okay, now we go back to the tochacha of Yirmiyah, times of Beit Rishon.
Lecture mode on.
Madua shobcha ha'am hazeh Yerushalayim meshuban nitzachat. What is the tochacha? Amar Rav teshuban nitzachat teshiva Knesset Israel lanavi. The Navi Yirmiyah was rebuking them, they should make teshuvah. So the Jewish people answered the prophet. Amadim Navid Yisrael, Chazru b'tshuva, make teshuva. Avotechem shechatu hechanhem. Exactly. Your parents, your fathers, your ancestors that all made sins, where are they today? Meaning, if you don't make teshuva, you're ruined. Amru lo, unbi'echem shelo chatu hechanhem. They told them back, and all the prophets that didn't sin, where are they today? They all died. Everybody died. Even the good died. Which means they were trying to say there's no such thing as schar va'onish. You're telling me all the bad people died, they get it back. All the good people died also. Shnei emar avotechem ayehem v'hanevi'im ha'olam yichyu. The prophets v'chi they live forever. Amar lahem. So Navi says hazru v'hodu, which means he told them retract and confess. Accept the tochacha that I'm giving you over here. שנאמר, אך דבריי וחוקיי אשר סביתי את עבדיי הנביאים. So he comes along and tells them. Now let's see Rashi over here, what he told them back. Look at Rashi. Look, that's it. So again, what was the back? So what did the prophet answer Israel when they told him, the prophets also died? אמר להם, חזרו. Vehodu. Accept the tochacha of the prophets. Because they prophesied all the puranut that's going to happen, and it happened. before the bad comes on you. Where does it say in the pasuk she'emar? The pasuk Zechariah, Ach devaray v'chukai, my gezerot, and she'seviti et avadai nevi'im, which means whatever we predicted to happen happened. But that really wasn't the answer to the question. So the Klal Yisrael's claim was really a good claim. They beat the prophet in that debate. The prophet came along and said, make the Shuvah, put up to your fathers. They came along and said, well, look what happened to the Nevi'im, the Tzaddikim, they also died. So he told them, you better make the Shuvah, otherwise all the prophecies that we prophesied in you, the Puran, it's going to come on you. Okay, that was the conversation, but bottom line, they had a good question to the Nevi. So the Gemara said that was called the Teshuvah Nitzahat. That was a good question they had. Another opinion, Shmuel Amar, the Jewish people said like this, ten guys came and sat in front of the prophet. Amar lahim, hazru b'tshuva. The Navi told him, make the Shuvah. Amru lo, eved shemicharo rabbo. The isha shegirsha ba'ala. Klum yesh laze al ze klum. Which means, God sold us to Nebuchadnezzar. He divorced us. He threw us out. So we have our own clue. We're independent now. We're not with God anymore. He divorced us. He threw us out. Well, we have no allegiance to God anymore. We do have to listen. If the Rav threw out the slave, does the slave still have to be allegiant, to have allegiance to the master? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeNavi. So God says, Lechem word Ahem. Eze sefer kiritut emechem asher shelachtiya. Omi menoshai asher machalti etchem lo. Hen ba'avonotechem nemkartem. O mefeshachem shud lechem. Which means, that what I said to you, was that a girushin? Was that a permanent divorce? That what I gave you to Nebuchadnezzar, was that a selling you? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not collecting, it's not like you owe God the money or something that is coming to collect. All belongs to God. It's the avonot that you did. It's like a wife that rebelled against the husband. So therefore, temporary. She makes the shuvah, the husband will bring her back. And that's what it is. Why are you calling it a divorce? It's a temporary separation. Exactly. V'ayinu d'amar ishtakish, ma dikhtiv? David avdi, Nebuchadnezzar avdi. Nebuchadnezzar is called the servant of God, as well as David HaMelech. That's a big difference, yeah? Galuy v'yadu alifnei mi sh'amar v'aya olam, sh'atidim Yisrael lomar ken. That after they're going to be put in the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, they're going to say that God sold us to Nebuchadnezzar, and therefore he has no claims. God can't have any claims on us. God called, he's my servant, which means he's doing my will, which means Eved shekana nechasim, Eved lemi v'nechasim lemi. Exactly. When Eved gets something, who owns the item? The master. You're not in the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. You're still in my hands. God preempted their claim by calling Nebuchadnezzar his servant. He preempted that claim. They're going to say, hey, you sold us already. We're in the hands of Nebuchadnezzar now. You know, you divorced us. Nebuchadnezzar is my servant. A servant buys something. Who owns it? The master. So therefore, you're still in my hands. Nebuchadnezzar Avdi. God staved that claim off by calling him Nebuchadnezzar Avdi. Okay. Pasuk says, "V'ha'ola al ruchachem ayol lo tiye." What you're thinking to do is not going to happen. Asher etim umrim lehiye kegoyim. You say, "Oh, we want to be like the goyim." B'shprachot arasot l'sharet etz va'ebin, to worship stone and wood. Hayani nu mashem Elohim im do be'ad hazaka b'zroa netuya u'b'chema shefucha im nochadechem. God says, "I'm going to rule over you." What iron fist? Amar Rav Nachman, kol kiyai ritcha nirtach rachmana adan lefrokinam. This is halvai. That's a good thing. Let God just be the king over us, even in anger, even in the bottom line is going to redeem us. It says, "Im lo bi'azkav zot u'b'chemashukah im lok alechem." If God is the king over us, he'll redeem us. So even though it's a strong pasuk, he said, "Halvai, redeem us from the enemies and be our king. We'll take it." Okay. Pasuk says in Yeshaya, So again, so according to that, that was the claim that they had against the prophet. He divorced us, and if we have no allegiance to God anymore, that's the second shot in the claim. The first claim we had was what? What are you telling? The good people died also. So what are you telling us? Second claim is we have no responsibilities anymore. He sold us. He divorced us. According to this pshat, now we have another pshat. The yisiru la mishpat elohav yorenu. Amar Rabba Bar Hana Amadim Navi Di Yisrael. Hazur b'tshuva. The Navi said, make the tshuva. Amru lo in anu yichodim. Yetzer hara shodet banu. We can't. Yetzer hara doesn't let us. Amar lehem. Yisiru yisrechem. Subjugate the yetzer hara. Amru lo elohav yorenu. What do you mean subjugate him? Hashem created it. We can't subjugate him. He's a part of our system over there. We can't. They give excuses. We cannot control our yetzer hara. Basically, that's the point. God gave it to us. It's impossible to control. If God really didn't want us to sin, He'd stop the power of the yetzer hara. God's controlling the yetzer. He didn't stop the yetzer hara. So it's out of our control. That was the claim that they had. Okay, all excuses. Here we go now with the four commoners. Bil'am, Bilo'am. He has no nation. Right, no chedek with the Jewish people. And no... Bilo'am. How does she explain Bilo'am?
He doesn't have a nation. She'en
lo chelek im'am. Not with the Klai Yisrael. Like I said, not with where he came from. He says, she yatsame mekomo u'me'amo. He went to Balak. So he had nothing to do with us. Meaning in Olam Abba. And he had nothing to do with his nation also. Because he left his nation and went to Balak in Olam Hazeh. So Bema Olam Hazeh, Bema Olam Abba. He's a man without a nation. The Lara Achel Bil'am. She Bila'am. He tried to... destroy a nation. Bila tried to, Mibalbel, he tried to confuse a nation. Ben Be'or, Sheba al Be'ir. He came on his animal. Be'ir is his donkey. Ben Be'or, that's giving us his sin. Tana, who Be'or? This guy Be'or, that's the father. Who Kushan Nishatayim? It's also Kushan Nishatayim, the king of Aram. That ruled over the Jewish people after Yeshua died. Who Lavan Arami? For who? It's also Lavan Arami. Be'or, why they call him Be'or? Sheba al Be'ir. He also did that. Kushan Nishatayim, Da'avad Shtir Shayot Bisrael. Nishatayim, he did two things bad to the Jewish people. Ahad bimei Yaakov, that's Laban when he chased Yaakov. Ahad bimei Shifot HaShofetim, when he subjugated the Jewish people after Yeshua died. Uma Shemo, Laban Arami Shemo. So there you go. His name really was Laban, but all those other nicknames tell us a little about him. Now is this the Pshat there? He really was the same guy? So he says over here, Im Nefaresh et HaDevarim Kevshutam, Shekol Shloshat Ele Hayu Be'emet Adam Ehad. That means he lived a very long time. He lived from the times of Yaakov Abinu all the way past Yoshua. This is more than 500 years. Ach yesh mefarshim shena devarim kifshutam. Aha. Someone said this is a derasha. Ela kavane shoshat anashim ha'ele yayu domim. That's a pshat. These three were similar in their ways. But not the pshat that they were the same guy. So there's two ways of learning. Was it exactly the same guy, or was it Gemara was just picking three individuals that had a similar traits? Okay, Ketiv, it says in one pasuk, Ben Be'or, Bil'am Ben Be'or. Uktiv, it says, Bil'am Beno Be'or. Sounds like that Be'or was Bil'am's son. One says Ben Be'or, that's his father, and says Beno Be'or, his son Be'or. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Abiv, Beno Hu Lo Bin Biut. Which means his father was his son in prophecy. Balaam was a bigger prophet than his father. Not in physical son, this was his father, Be'or. And now, of course, Beno Be'or, it was his son, the Gabe prophecy. Balaam was his father, the Gabe Nivuah. Okay. So Balaam loses his Olam Abba. And that's mashma what? That other goyim yeshlehem hanak Olam Abba. So mashma only Balaam loses Olam Abba. He's a goy, but. So Balaam udo atid al madateha, harini atu. Sounds like other goyim go to Olam Abba. Manitin Mani, who's the author? Yoshua Idetanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Yeshuvu reshaim lishola. Kol goyim shechehe Elohim. Yeshuvu reshaim lishola. All the reshaim will go to Sheol, Elu Poshei Israel. Kol goyim shechehe Elohim, Elu Ovde Kochavim. Which means what the goyim? They all going to Sheol. The Rabbi Eliezer. Sounds like what? According to Rabbi Eliezer, all the goyim are going to Gehenam. Amar lo Rabbi Yoshua v'chin emar kechol goyim. Does it say that the Jewish people, the Rishayim, are going to go like all the goyim? V'alo lo nemar ela kol goyim shechecha Elohim, which means it's discussing a certain type of goyim. Ela yeshuvu Rishayim l'shola ma'ininu. Who are these Rishayim? Kol goyim shechecha Elohim. Only the goyim that forgot God, like Bil'am, but the Goyim said the king will go. If the Pasuk would have said that the Shaim of the Jewish people are going to go to Gedem, Kechol Goyim, like all the Goyim are going, then you're right. But it doesn't say that. It says, Yeshuvu Rishaim Nishola. Which Rishaim? Kol Goyim Shechecha Elohim. All the Goyim that forgot God. Those are the Shaim of the Goyim. But a regular Goy that didn't forget God, a non-Bil'am situation, goes to Olam Abba. V'afo Torah Shah. Natan Siman Ba'atzmo. Bil'am also wanted to test if he's going to go to Olam Abba or not. Amar, Tamot Nafshi Mot Yesharim. If I die a death of the righteous, then it says, Uti Ahariti Kamohu. Then I know my end will be like them. Im Tamot Nafshi Mot Yesharim, the Mitav the Tzaddikim, meaning I don't get killed, I die a regular death. Te Ahariti Kamohu. Then I know my end will be with the Jewish people. Vim lav, but if I don't die a natural death, but if I get killed, hineni olich la'ami, I'm going to gain namu tereshaim. How did Bil'am die? Beharif, and therefore en lo helik la'olam abba. Vayelichu ziknei Moab vezeknei Midian. Okay, they came to Bil'am to talk to him. Ziknei Midian, ziknei Moab, Tana. Midian and Moab lo haya lehem shalom me'olam. Now, these two nations never got along with each other. They were always enemies. But what? Because they feared the Jewish people. They made peace to come against us. Mashal shnei kelavim shayu be'eder v'yu tzeuvin ze laze. You have two dogs. They're in the herd of sheep. And they're angry at each other. The dogs don't get along. Ba'ze'ev ala echad. All of a sudden the wolf comes to attack one of the dogs. Amar echad. I'm sorry, it comes to attack one of the dogs. Amar ehad. So one of the dogs say to each other, "If any ozro, hayom oreg oto ulmahar ba'ala. If I don't help my friend, tomorrow is going to come and kill me, the wolf." So they partnered together to kill the wolf. Same thing. So Moab and Midian, they didn't like each other. But they said, listen, if we don't partner up to kill the Jewish people, they're going to kill both of us. Amar papano da amri inches with the people say, Karkushta vishunra avdu elula mitarba de bish gadda. The weasel and the cat made a party together from the fat of the one that had bad mazal. Even though these people hate each other, but sometimes they make peace, the weasel and the cat, in order to go against their common enemy. So the Kachkushta Vishunna Abdu Elulam Tarba de Bishgadda. Okay. Vayeshvu Sarim Wa'avim Bil'am. So it says that what? They stayed overnight. The people of Mu'av stayed over with Bil'am overnight. The Sarim Midyan Nehechan Azul. What happened to the people of Midyan? Says Kivan da Amar Lehu, Dinu Po Alayla Veshivot Yitchem Davar, once he told them, stay overnight and I'll give you an answer in the morning. Amru, kelum yesh avshe soned beno. Because what did he say? Let me stay overnight, let me wait for God to give me an answer. God's not going to want to curse his son. These people are God's child. So therefore they said, we don't have a chance. So they went home. They packed out. Amar ibn Nahman, you learn a lesson over here. Chutzpah afidu klapish mayam mahan. Which means sometimes a person's brazen. So the brazenness works. Why? What do you see? Brazenness works even keneged Hashem. Mikara ketiv lo telechem mehem. But what did God tell them initially? What did God tell Bil'am? Don't go. Ulbesof, and then what happens after Bil'am comes along and still pressuring and all that? Ketiv kum lechitam. Go with them. So you see, his brazenness changed the will of God. Kiviyachol, of course. Which means that's the nature of God. The more the person wants something, the more who acquiesces to the will of the Creator, of the creation. Amar of Sheshat, Chutzpa Malchuta Belo Tagahi. Chutzpa, arrogance or brazenness, is a kingdom without a crown. It's a kingship without a crown. What does that mean? I mean, through chutzpah, you rule over people, you control people. You're a king without a crown, but... you're self-appointed king. The chutzpah puts you in control of everybody. You have brazenness, you can command people, you tell people what to do. Tichtiv anochi hayom, rach umashuach melech, v'anashim ha'ele b'nei seruya, kashim b'meni. That's right. David HaMelech was scared of the b'nei seruya. He says, they're not appointed king. I'm the king, but I'm scared of them. Because they were tough. So you see that what? The chutzpah gives you dominance. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bil'am higir b'raglo achat haya. Bil'am was lame in one of his legs. Shene'emar v'yelech shefi. Shefi is like something that was dislocated. And he was a tzalwa. Shimshon b'shter aglav. Well, Shimshon was lame in both of his legs. Because it says on him, shefifon. Shefifon is double language, double dislocation. That's what Yaakov said about him. Bil'am some be'had be'enav haya. He was also blind in one eye. Shene'emar shetum ha'ayin. One of his eyes was open. Implying the other eye was closed. Shetum ha'ayin. Only one eye was open. Oh yeah. Kosem ba'amato haya. He used his evir to use a magic. That was part of his magic tricks over there. Wow. He brought the metim over there in that spot over there. They used to bring the metim up. Ketiv nofel uglui einayim. It says he would fall down. And it says, v'haman nofel al amita. By Haman it says, nofel al amita. When Ahasuerus walked in and saw him falling on the bed, he thought he wanted to rape Esther. Nofel has to do with that Inyan over there. And it says by Bil'am, Nofel. So Nofel has to do with that Inyan, with that item. Nofel is a remez that has to do with the Ever. Itmar Morzutra Amar Kosim Ba'ama Tuhaya. Okay, so Kosim is Amma. Morbered Ravina Amar Sheba'al Atono. Okay, there you go. He went with his donkey. Man damar kosim ba'amatu haya keda amaran. The word nofel. This made that gizna shiva from Haman. Man damar ba'al atono. What do you see in this pasuk? He went with his baton. Ketivacha nofel. Uktivatam by Ya'el. By Sisera. When Sisera came, one of the enemies. And Ya'el saved the day. It says, Ben raglea kara nafal shachav. Sisera went with Ya'el. So it says Nafal. Nafal is the son of Bi'ah. But by Ya'el, she tired him out. She had many Bi'ot with Sisera. So he became so tired from the Bi'ah, then she killed him. It says, how does it say that they had a Bi'ah? It says a Nofel. And it says by Bilam Nofel. So he had a Bia. What do you have Bia with? What is donkey? Yeah? Gemara continues. V'yodeya da'at elyon. It says regarding Bilam, he knew the wisdom of God. Yodeya da'at elyon. Gemara says, hashta da'at behem tolo havayada. Da'at elyon havayada. What does that mean? He didn't even know how to answer his donkey. When the donkey rebuked him. He doesn't have the da'at of a behemah, he has the da'at of an elyon. He knows what God's thinking. It's Kama Omer. So the Gemara says, this is the explanation. Well, the Gemara is explaining it. My da'at behemto. What do you mean da'at behemto? The Amri le, the Sarim Mu'av tells Bil'am, when they saw that the donkey didn't want to go, my ta'ama lo rechaft asusya. They told him, how come you don't ride on a horse? A horse is a better carrier than a donkey. Amalehu shedai lehu birtiba. My horses are busy. I sent them out grazing. They're eating the grass. Amraleh. So the Aton says, halo anochi atoncha. What are you talking about, you liar? He says, you always use me. So now he disclaimed him. So now he wanted to explain his donkey's words now. It doesn't look bad. So he says, "Lit'ina bi'alma." Yeah, I use it for fish for loading. I don't use him for riding. He's not my. I have another driver. I use the horse really, but I just use. He means for loading and unloading stuff. You know, that's what I do over here. So he says, "You liar." He says, "You ride me. You don't use me for loads." So he tried to cover that up also. So he says, "I cry bi'alma." Yeah, I use him. You know, once in a while, I use him. For driving and all that. My horse is not available. Me'odecha ad hayom hazeh. He says, "You liar." Me'odecha from when you started till the present day. Not only that, I have intimacy with you at night. Wow. So you got him. Ketiv Haka, it says over here, Ha'esken iskanti. That's what the donkey said. Uktiv Hatam, Utilo Sochenet. That was by David. Sochenet is to warm him up. Which means to lie next to him. That means when the donkey used the word high skin, meaning I lie next to him. So you see why the donkey stumped him. He couldn't answer his donkey. Every time he tried to answer the donkey got him. So he was there, Da'at Elyon, but he knows Da'at Elyon, but he doesn't even know Da'at Behemto. He doesn't know how to answer him up. Elamai v'yodea Da'at Elyon. What does it mean he knew Da'at Elyon? Shaya yodea lechaven ota sha'a. Oh, one thing he did know. He knew the hour or the moment that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. That's what the prophet Micha said. Ami, zechor na mayatz Balak Melech Moav. Remember what the scheme of Melech Moav was. Uma ana oto Bilam ben Beor, and what Bilam answered. Min Shittim ad Gilgal, from Shittim to Gilgal, the man doubted Kot Hashem. Remember the chesed that God did for you. Sitkot Hashem. My lema'an da'at sitkot Hashem. What does it mean to remember the tzedakah that God did? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, De'una, kama tzedakot asiti imachem. How much chesed I did for you? Shelo ka'asti kol otan hayamim b'mim b'l'am ha'rasha'ah. He knew when I get angry. I suppressed my anger all those days. I didn't get angry. In order that his curses will not come true. Shel malek ka'asti kol otan hayamim. If I would have gotten angry those days, there would not have been a remnant of Klal Yisrael. He would have hit the moment, his curses would have been effective, and it would have been over. That's why Balaam was getting frustrated. What did Balaam tell Balak? Ma ikov lo kavoel, ma izom lo za'am Hashem. How can I get angry at them? Lo za'am Hashem. God's not getting angry. For some reason, it's not working. And he said, "Lo za'am Hashem, God did not get angry." Oh, now the Gemara goes into the anger of God. It says in Tehillim, God gets angry every single day. How long does the anger last? Rega. Second. Shnei Emar, ki rega be'apo, ha'im b'risono. Iba et ema, that's one source. Lech ami bo b'hadarecha. The prophet says, go my nation into your room. Usgor delatecha ba'adecha, and close the door. Habi, hide yourself. Kima'at rega. Just hide yourself for a second. Ad ya'avor za'am. Until the anger passes. So you see, rega. So we have two sources that the anger of God is a rega. Emat ratach. Okay. What time of the day is it? I'm trying to narrow it down. Bitlat sha'i kamaitas. In the first 3 hours of the day. People get out of bed. Ki havara karbata ditan negonta. When the crown of the rooster turns white. That's the siman. So Gebra says, Kol sha'ata v'sha'ata nami havara. What are you talking about? It's always white. Majority of the day, it's white. It's not always red. So that's not for 1 second. All the time, it has white with some red stripes. Hey, shata! But the time the God gets angry, there's no even white, no red stripes. So it turns all white at that time. So Gemara tells a story that they tried to use this siman to figure it out. I mean, basically, you just take a rooster, tie it to your bed, look at it all day long. And when you see the thing turn white, boom, and give the curse. How be nad ave b'shibutid Rabbi Yehoshua ben David? It was a certain mean. A wise guy, kofir. He was in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yehoshua ben David. He was giving him a hard time. Ave kam tza'ar le. He was giving him tza'ar. Yuma had, nekat tan negota. That's what he did, the rabbi. He took a tan negotet. Ve'asal b'karev. He put it on his bed. He tied it to his bedpost. Ve'otiv. And he stood it there. Amar ki matau sha'ata, when that moment comes of anger, I'll see the crown turn white. Ilatiyah, I'll curse him. That's it. Ki matau sha'ata nimnim. When the time came, he fell asleep. So he missed it. Amar shma'amina, delavu nachara'a. Must be God doesn't want me to know it. If at that moment I fell asleep, must be it's not derichir, it's dichtiv. Why should I do it? Gam anosh la tzaddik lo tov. It's not good for a tzaddik to punish people. No punishment should come to the tzaddikim. Afilu b'mine lo eb'ele le'memarach. Even the gebed minim, even for the bad people, the kofrim, let Hashem take care of them. Gam anosh la tzaddik, for the onish to come to the tzaddik, lo tov. Let God take care of him. Must be that's what God wants me to do, not to punish him. Tana, mishamed Rabbi Meir. B'sha'a shachama zorachat. When the sun rises and people get out of bed, that's when the kings of the world put their crowns on their heads and they stop bowing to the sun because they used to worship the sun. That's the moment. That moment of the morning, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Okay, we continue the story. Okay, so Bil'am gets up early in the morning and he saddles his own donkey. Tana mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, ahava mevatelet shura shel gedula. Love causes a person to go out of the normal line, which means normally a person has a certain protocol, but love takes a person out of the protocol. Where do you learn that from? Avraham. Dichtiv v'yeshkim Avraham b'boker. Avraham loved God so much he woke up early in the morning. He saddled his own donkey. Avraham has slaves. Normally, you'd let one of the slaves saddle the donkey. Ela what? He loved Hashem so much, it causes him to do things out of his normal way. The same thing is with hatred. When you hate, you also do things that are out of your category. You act in a way that's lower than your status. Bil'am also wakes up in the morning out of his hatred for the Jewish people and he saddles his own donkey. He could have hired one of his workers a little, but the hatred so much takes him out of his level. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Le'olam ya'asok adam b'torah u'mitzvah afilu shelo l'shma. Okay. You should serve God even shelo l'shma, even with the wrong intentions. Not l'shem shamayim. שמתוך שלא לשמה בא לשמה. Eventually, the שלא לשמה will lead to לשמה. What's the proof? שבשכר 42 קורבנות שקריב בלק, בלק בוט 42 קורבנות, לא לשם שמיים. But he brought sacrifices to appease God, so he'll allow Balaam to curse. זכה ויצא ממנו רות. שלא לשם שמיים, by the way. But what came out of בלק was Moab? רות. דאמר ביוסף ארונה, רות ביתו של רגלון, בן בראש של בלק, מלך מואב הייתה. תשים, מתוך שלא לשמה, בא לשמה. Even from a מצווה שלא לשם שמיים, look at the reward that came out of it. Amazing. So even a מצווה שלא לשם שמיים can bring such a reward. Can you imagine what a מצווה לשם שמיים brings? אמר לרבה לרבה בר מורי. כתיב, it says in the מלאכים, יתב אלוהים את שם שלמה משמך, God's telling David, your son שלמה's name is going to be more popular than yours, ויגדל את כסאו מכסאיך, and his chair is going to be even more higher than yours. אז כבר אז says, אורח על עד למראה למכה אחר, meaning embarrassing him. Not the דרך to tell a king that another king is going to be bigger than you. אמר לה, מעין כאמרה לה, he didn't mean to say greater. He meant to say like. Even though it says in the Pasuk, Mishemecha, sounds like even greater than your name, he meant like your name. And he's not going to be greater than you, he's going to be like you. Or kind of you. Like you, man. Like, not more. Dilo Temahachi, because you're not going to say this, it says in the Pasuk, תבורך מן נשים יעל אשת חבר הקני. מן נשים באוהל תבורך. It says, when it came to יעל, it blesses us, it says, מן נשים, from the ladies באוהל, תבורך. Sounds like, she'll be blessed even more than the ladies that were in the tent. Who's the ladies that were in the tent? נשים באוהל, מה נינו? שרה רבקה רחב אליה. אורך הרעד ומר אחר, or it's all דרך אלה to say that יעל is greater than the אמהות. When it says min nashim, it means she's like the nashim, not greater. So too also when David was told by God, mishemecha doesn't mean more than your name. It means me'en, and he's going to have the kavod like you had, just like by Ya'el min nashim ba'ol tevorach. She's going to be blessed like the ladies, not more than the ladies in the tent. That doesn't make sense. That's too much. Oh, the Gemara says, "Ufliga de Rabbi Yosef bar Choni." Damar Rabbi Yosef bar Choni. Bakol Adam mitkane. A person gets jealous of everybody. Chutz mebeno vetalmido. But there's two people you don't get jealous of. If your son does better than you, you don't get jealous. And if your student surpasses the rabbi, doesn't get jealous. Beno, how do we know that? Mishlomo. Now a story just now. God told David, he's going to be better than you. You don't see David had any problem. Betalmido, where do you know the student? Eliyahu Nevi. Iba etema vina pishnaim biruchacha elai. Right? It says, Elisha got twice the spirit of Eliyahu. Right? Eliyahu made 5 miracles, he made 10 miracles. And you see, Eliyahu didn't say he got jealous. That's a student. He made Ema, by Moshe to Yeshua. By Yismoch et Yadav Allah by Savehu. The Pasuk says, Besamachta Yadecha. God told Moshe, put one hand on him. He put both hands on him. So you see, you're not jealous of your student. So according to this opinion of Rabbi Yosef Bar Choneh, he told David, Shlomo is going to be better than you. No problem. It's not a problem to tell a father that about a son. Because he doesn't get jealous. Are you going to answer the Imahot? It doesn't answer that. One more line. Vayasim davar befi Bil'am. So God put the word in the mouth of Bil'am. Bil'azar omer malach, meaning davar is an angel. He sent an angel down to control Bil'am's mouth. Rabbi Yonatan amar haka. What is that? Haka? Haka is a hook that you trap fish with. What does that mean? He put a hook in his mouth?
He shut his mouth every time.
Yeah, he shut his mouth like a hook. Like the hook where he traps the fish. He trapped him. And he says, Kava Kadosh Baruch Hu Masmer Shel Barzel. He took an iron nail. Begrono Shel Bil'am. Usheratza Bil'am Lebarech. So God opened the hinge. Ve'ilu Kishana Kalel. Boom. The nail shut him closed. That's the Midrash says. But basically, it's a mashal to say that he shut his mouth. Amar b'yohanan v'brichato shel oto rasha, ata lamed mehaya b'libo. From the curses, you could see what he intended. Because whatever he cursed, whatever he blessed, the opposite was what he wanted to say. So from the blessings, you see what he wanted to curse, yeah? Because Tomas shlo yudahem b'tikin yisut b'tim midrashot. He wanted to say that she have no shuls and no b'tim midrash. What did he end up saying? Tovu alecha Yaakov. Oh, how beautiful the tents of Torah are and Tefillah. He wanted to say, "Lo tishle shekhina alehem." No shekhina the Jewish people. What did he end up saying? Mishkenotecha Israel. The Jewish people are going to have shekhina on them. Mishkenotecha. Shelo tem malchutan nemshechet. He didn't want their kingdom to be lasting. What did he say instead? Ken halim nitayu. They should flow like a river that's lasting, that goes to far places. Lo yelem zetim uchramim. They should not have olives or vines. Kiganot alei nahar. They should have orchards on the water. Lo yerechan nodef. They should not be filled with mitzvot. That's the smell. The good smell is the mitzvot. Kehalim. They should be like besamim, like perfume. Nata Hashem that God planted. Lo yulehem melachim ba'alei koma. They shouldn't have kings of stature. What do you say? Ka'arazim al-yamam. Should have like kings like cedar trees. Big, tall. Lo yelem melech ben melech. They should have a succession. Which is the kingdom should very be sporadic. Move from family to family. When it comes from one family, it becomes strong. Yizalmayim middaliyav. The water should come from the well. Which means the same well the water should come from. And the king should be the son of kings. The kingdom of the Jewish people should not rule over the goyim. He said, "B'mayim rabim, the descendants of the Jewish people, the king should rule over all of the world." Their kingdom should not be strong. He should be stronger even than the strongest of the kings, who was Agag. The king of Amalek. Lo te'emat malchutan. Their kingdom should not put fear into the nations. The kingdom should be elevated, meaning everybody should be scared of them. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, kulam hazru leklala. At the end of the time when the Jewish people sinned, all Bil'am's blessings eventually reverted back to curses. I mean, he did succeed in the end. Later on in history, everything he tried to say to us eventually did come true. But la malchut Israel, we didn't have any more kings. The Shekhinah left us. The Jewish people became a machmi to the goyim. All the things that we just said eventually did happen to Kelala, except one chutz. He tried to get rid of the shuls and the bet midrash, and that he wasn't successful even until today, because we still have shuls today. We still have bet midrash. God turned the curse into a blessing. The curse he turned into a blessing. It doesn't say he turned the kelalot into a blessing. Because really all the kelalot that he tried to curse us eventually came true. What did God turn into a blessing? The kelala. How much is kelala? One kelala. The kelala that he tried to curse us. No shuls. No Batei Midrash, God turned that one to Beracha. And that one still stands till today, which is always will have the taken Batei Midrash on the Klai Yisrael.
That's too. Without that, that would be a devastation. That would be the destruction of Klai Yisrael. And God promised never to destroy Klai Yisrael. And part of the permanence of Klai Yisrael is through batikin yisut and batimid rashut. So therefore, that can Allah cannot fulfill. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.